Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Oh, he's got a fight. Thornton and Rabe are exchanging punches.
Now, The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Buffalo is on the list of teams that, you know, are expected to talk and present to Taylor Hall.
As soon as I hear something like that, you're bringing in an elite player in the league like Taylor Hall, former Hart Trophy winner.
I'm very impressed. And surprised, but extremely, extremely happy.
By adding just that one player, I mean, he puts things in a different perspective in the way that you look at the Sabres.
I have not seen Sabres Twitter so elated in, I can't tell you how many years.
This is going to be a top 10 offense in the National Hockey League if everything clicks well. And I'm excited to see it.
I can't tell you how excited I am to be a Buffalo Sabre, and hopefully I get the chance to play in front of you great fans sometime soon.
All right. Good morning, Instigators. WGR Sports Radio 550, Andrew Peters, Craig Rave, Martin Biron, and exciting times here in Buffalo right now. And I don't know if you heard the news the other day, but the Sabres signed a guy by the name of Taylor Hall.
What an intro, Petey. What an intro.
Number four, Taylor Hall, by the way. And as Marty says, what an intro. We're joined by the man himself, newest Buffalo Sabre, Taylor Hall, from what looks like a pretty sweet ride.
It's funny. It just turned on for no reason there. Sorry about that.
Oh, you know what? Perfect time. You want to hang up and call back?
No, it's all good.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm Andrew Peters. That's Craig Rave there in the plaid shirt, and Marty Biron. And it's great to have you on, Taylor. First of all, welcome to Buffalo. Unbelievable news when you sign with the team. And I guess I'll start with this and say, how have you enjoyed the love you've received from the fans?
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. You know, obviously, I knew that Buffalo had a passionate fan base coming in, but just checking my Instagram a couple times, it seems like they're pretty excited. So that's always a good feeling to be embraced like that, and hopefully I can play in front of them pretty soon here. It's a lot of uncertainty coming up, but I know what kind of fan base they are, and to play a home game soon would be nice.
Can I ask you something quickly before we dive deeper into the interview here? And we have some, you know, obviously hockey questions we want to satisfy the appetite of the fans with, but we also have some Instigator questions we'd like to ask you at the end, maybe some, you know, stuff you haven't really been asked before. So I apologize for that in advance, but let me just dive into your personal life a little bit. Where are you going?
I'm going to the gym right now. That's I got to work out at 10:30. So I,
well said.
Yeah. Eh? Well done. We know you got a golf shirt on under there.
Yeah. No, it's a little too, I could golf today. I was thinking about it later on. It's like 16 degrees here, but no, I'm pulled over in a little neighborhood just beside my gym. So I, hopefully you guys don't hold me too long, but No, I had to get on the road this morning.
When do you plan on coming down to Buffalo from where you are and continuing your workouts and get on the ice and all of that?
Yeah, I'd love to come pretty soon. I think I was told that my immigration is going to take a couple weeks. And then from there, you know, there's a quarantine in the state of New York, which I didn't really know. So it's going to be a little bit before I can get there. I was talking to some of the guys and seeing if any players are there skating and whatnot right now. And it doesn't seem like there's a lot, but I definitely want to get down there and get a place and just get used to everything. And, you know, with COVID and everything, it's nice to be around the team facility. They take care of testing for you and everything like that. So that would be nice.
How did this, you know, all come about? You know, your conversations with Kevin Adams, you know, your experience talking with him, how did things all come about?
Yeah, it was just, on Friday, Ralph texted me in the morning and asked if we could hop on a call later on. And I said, yeah, for sure. From there, we got on a phone call with Kevin, Ralph, and Terry and Kim, and just kind of chatted. They told me what their, you know, what their plan was going forward. It was pretty brief. The phone call was probably about 15 minutes. And then I took some other calls and through the next couple of days, talked with my agent and sorted through some things, got offers from other teams, and kind of just, you know, played my options. And when it came down to it, I thought that this was a really good option for me. I know people are surprised, but when you really break it down, I think it makes sense for me. It makes sense for the team, and we'll see what happens going forward. But I have a really good feeling about it.
Instigators joined right now with newest Buffalo Sabre, number 4, by the way, so you can get your jerseys in that gorgeous royal blue. Taylor Hall joining us. Just signed the other day, 1-year contract out of unrestricted free agency. And I guess that's my question. What was your mindset during free agency, or I guess like your pulse rate, I guess, if you want to call it that? Were you relaxed? Was it stressful? I mean, you know, what's it like for a guy like you in your situation entering free agency?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit more stressful than I would have thought. I think with COVID and everything going on, it was just such a different marketplace than we expected, than could have been expected. So that's not to say I didn't get good offers or anything like that, but it wasn't what I thought. You know, maybe it would have been a year ago. So in saying that, I have a great opportunity in Buffalo, and I'm excited about that. I think there's a lot of room for growth on the team and for me personally. And but yeah, free agency was it was a different experience. I think everyone involved can say that it's just a different marketplace this year, and maybe things will look different a year from now.
You talked about how much of an impact Ralph Krueger had on you and coming to Buffalo, but I want to know, how much of an impact does Jack Eichel have on you and coming and getting a chance to play with a superstar center like Jack?
Yeah, that's obviously a huge draw. I don't think it's a slight to anyone that I've played with before to say that I haven't played with anyone like Jack. And I watch a lot of hockey, and I saw the steps that I thought he took last season as a leader and as the captain of that team. And you know, people forget that up until about, you know, game 50, he was probably the leading candidate for MVP in the league, and a guy that was really driving the bus for a team that looked like they were going to make the playoffs for the first time in a while. So that's what I've told people. I think it's a great opportunity to play with Jack. Hopefully I can have a leadership role with him and within the team, but it's his team. And I'm hoping that we can play well together next year.
What do you think you two guys are capable of doing together?
I don't know. That's a loaded question. I think the obvious answer is just, we got to make the playoffs. I think that's a reasonable goal for our team. And I think if that happens, that's a successful year, but you never know. We could start off really well, and the expectations are higher than that. That's more for Ralph to say, but I think if we can have some improvement all over in you know, our PP, our PK, even strength, the way we defend, all those little improvements are going to make for hopefully a solid season.
You know, obviously you've been in the league for a long time. You've had a lot of success. You know, I'm sure you've played in different situations throughout your career. when thinking about like, are you a 100% left winger, or can you, do you like playing the offside? I know that some players like to play their offside wing. What are your thoughts on what you prefer?
Yeah, I've never been written up on the board other than left wing. I've played center a few games in my career, but I've never been lined up on the right side. I've gone out for shifts on the right side, and it doesn't really seem too strange when you do it just once in a while. But you know, you can ask any. I'm sure you know. I'm not sure what your career was, but if you played the right side, it's a little different than playing the left side if you're a D-man. I know Andy Green, one of my good friends from New Jersey, he went to the Islanders in the first game. He was lined up on the right side, and he had never played a game on the right side in his whole 900 game career. So
how did he
I'm
do?
Kind of like that with the left wing. I think he did pretty well. He's such a chill guy, and
the reason why I asked
what he said, Petey, you can get away with it for a short period of time.
Hold on, he might have been with Taylor. Did you say? Do you think it would be hard for you to play right wing? We're not suggesting that you will, but I was a left winger.
Let's stop about you love playing. We asked him a question. Do you like playing left wing? He said, yes, let's leave it at that.
I want to know if he thinks he would be able to play right wing. Cause I think it's,
of course you would.
I think I could. I think I'm just better as a left winger. And, like I said, though, you know, 5 minutes left in the game, you're down 2 goals. I don't care. Put me on defense. It's one of those situations where you want to be on the ice as much as possible. So, but yeah, I think, you know, with our team coming up, there's a lot of different options that could come available, and I'm open to anything.
Taylor Hall joining the Instigators here on WGR 550, just signed over the weekend. A 1-year deal out of unrestricted free agency. He's going to wear number 4. He's on his way to the gym. The guys wanted to know what position or where you like to play on the power play. Or do you not care?
I'm good wherever. Yeah. And talking to Ralph, he was talking about the power play, and it's pretty, there's not a lot of spots. Like, you know, Jack likes the one side and things like that, but it's kind of wherever you end up. And I think that's the way power plays have trended towards, that you don't have to be on your half wall. You don't have to have a net front guy. It's just, can we get possession? Can we get chances? Can we get shots? And can we get the puck back by supporting each other? And however that happens, I think is best. But, you know, Rasmus Dahlin, I think, is an unbelievable player. He's a guy that no one really talks about, but you see the love that Heiskanen got throughout the playoffs. I think if Dahlin was in a similar position, he would probably be getting the same love. So,
you see the picture on Instagram of Dahlin? The guy showed me this morning. Have you seen this? I don't have Instagram.
No, I don't have I'll pop into Instagram once in a while, but I've social media for me right now is, I'm kind of staying away from it. What was it?
Well, what was it? It's a very muscular kid.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He looks like a freak of nature.
You know, it's interesting. You know, you obviously remember back when you were drafted first overall back in 2010, you know, your body at 18, is not what your body is at 22. And it, you know, with a few years now, when Rasmus Dahlin was drafted first overall, he's 6'3". He looked very, physically immature, 180, 185 pounds. It's amazing what a couple years does. This kid has world-class talent, like the way he handles the puck, but his body now is starting to mature. And I mean, you talked about Heiskanen. You know, Rasmus Dahlin moving forward is going to be something special to watch. There's no question.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's, when you're 18, you weigh 195 pounds or whatever I was, but you don't know how to use it. You don't know how to play with it. And I just remember it's almost a confidence thing too. Like you know that you go into a corner with a bigger guy, you're almost expecting to get knocked off the puck. But once you have that weight behind you, you know you can win battles. And I think it adds another element to the game when you're confident in those situations.
Before we get to the instigator questions, I have one more for you. So you've had a bunch of different general managers that you've dealt with. bunch of different coaches you've dealt with. How would you rank or kind of your first impression of Kevin Adams? He's a new GM on the job, and he got you to sign here in Buffalo. So what was the conversation, interaction, and how did you feel with Kevin Adams?
Yeah, I felt good. You know, I know he's new to the job, and I know there was, you know, some things that have happened in the past with the GM and all that stuff, but it's been great. He sold me on what they were doing, and he was very succinct and very very to the point with what they wanted to say and what they want to do going forward. And I was good with that. I talked to Ralph probably more than I talked to Kevin, but you know, I have a lot of belief in what they've done and the moves, the other moves that they made this free agency, I thought were solid as well. And puts the team in a good spot going forward.
Instigators, Taylor Hall joining us. You know what, Taylor, I'll say this. I think I speak for everybody when I say, wish the puck was dropping today, because with the additions that have come in here, Eric Staal, yourself, the growth of other players, where Jack Eichel is, I mean, it would be really fun to watch. Thanks for joining us. That's the serious side. Let's ask you. Well, first of all, what's going on at the gym today? Well, what's on the agenda? What do you do today? Is today leg day, Tuesday, or is it all bench?
Yeah, like I don't have a leg day. It's more just general body. But my phase right now, like for the next month or so, is more of a strength phase and more heavy lifting than plyos or anything like that. And then I'll probably have a cardio session at the end. I'll be at the gym for about an hour and a half, hour 45. And right now I'm 4 days a week. So nothing crazy, nothing to gas you too much, but puts me in a good spot going forward that when we do find out when the season starts, I can really ramp it up, you know, accordingly.
Yeah. Well, I guess the reality of it is that right now it's really only kind of July 5th or 6th, right? In
yeah,
the sense
exactly.
of the normal schedule. So,
yeah,
you know, it's not training camp like right now.
Right. Yeah. And you don't want to burn yourself out. You know, that's the risk that a lot of guys are going through right now, is you want to train and you want to get in shape as quick as possible, but you also want to peak for when the games really start. So we'll have to see what they say going forward here.
Come on, Petey, ask the body fat.
Ask him. This is what we're all waiting for. It.
Well, I don't want to ask him now because he's kind of in vacation mode.
But that's
like
okay.
When what's your body fat and what's your body fat when the season starts normally? Because we all did the body fat back in the day.
6.5, 7.
Whoa.
Like
would you be willing to show us?
Not right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, rain check on that.
I'm probably a 7.5, but.
Oh, you're really out of shape.
Are you like even alive at 6? Like, I don't understand that. Like,
are you
like,
even alive at 7?
I don't know. It's wow. just how I am. You know, it's, I don't really.
Yeah.
Don't
some
really
guys had to
fat.
Work. Some guys had to work to keep their body fat.
You
down.
Are what Craig would refer to as a genetic marvel.
No, I don't think that, but.
Well, you don't have to think that. We can think that.
Yeah. I'm lucky. I can eat whatever and I feel the same, you know, but
yes,
I guess going forward, maybe that metabolism will start hitting me when I get into my 30s. Who knows?
Another question that's popular on the Instigators with new guests. And I mean, you just stop me when you want, but what, you know, what kind of underwear do you wear? We asked Rasmus Dahlin, and he's from Sweden, and we asked him flat out, we said, do you wear Salming or Borg? And he answered us honestly, but I think we kind of threw him for a loop on that one. I blame the accent at the time. He was just 17 or whatever it was.
I wear Under Armour underwear, if that's satisfactory to you guys.
Well, like boxer briefs or...
Yeah, no, like not the baggy ones, the tight ones.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I guess Mark? Last question we have for you, and this is probably the most serious. Do you like Nickelback?
I don't hate Nickelback, honestly. I can't.
No,
lie.
That's offensive. That's offensive. You can't.
We have no Humpty Dumpties on this.
Can't
we
say
are
yes,
going to fall
say.
To one side.
Yeah, you got to say yes. You okay. got to say no.
Yeah, I like Nickelback more than I dislike them. Yeah.
And the interview.
And the interview right there.
We're done here.
You don't like Nickelback?
Nope. Well, no.
Oh, PD is the biggest Nickelback fan. I mean, he just yeah.
Well, actually,
them, so.
Here's the thing, though, Craig, and I should have told you this, and I didn't. But Taylor Hall is a country fan. So that's probably why.
Yeah, I like everything though. I mean, I think that they were pretty good in their time, and they still have some songs that play pretty well, in my opinion. But
are you not from Kingston?
Their time.
Yeah, I'm from Kingston.
How are we not a Hip fan?
How are we not talking about that? I was at their last concert, the very last show in Kingston. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was great stuff.
I heard Taylor, if you could pick a goal song for yourself, what would it be?
Ooh, I couldn't think of one off the top
Achy,
of my head.
Achy breaky heart.
Yeah.
Achy breaky heart.
I don't know.
I heard you're a big Entourage fan.
I don't love the idea of having your own individual goal song, honestly. Because
really,
yeah. Like, what if you go in a slump and you're just like, man, I haven't heard that song in a month. It's like, yikes.
It comes on the radio and you're driving around. And you're like, damn, yeah, I haven't heard this one in a while.
Yeah, you're like, right? Man.
I heard you're an Entourage fan.
Yeah, I love Entourage.
Still to this day, even though it's that far gone.
Yeah, I watch it like once a year. I don't know what it is, but me and my buddies call it the ultimate bro show. Like, it's just something that, I don't know, it's wish fulfillment. They actually have a podcast out right now and they talk about the show. It's pretty interesting. So I listen to that.
I love that show. What's your favorite episode? It's got to be Vegas. Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is great. I watched one the other day, like a couple weeks ago. It's when they're golfing with Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good episode. I like that one.
Tom actually ends up inviting Turtle over for dinner and said, like, Giselle will make dinner for them and everything.
Yeah, Giselle cooks. Yeah,
that's good. That's right, Giselle cooks. I quote Entourage all the time.
Yeah, that's great.
So last question, which one are you? Like, you got to be Vinny Chase.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, Vinny Chase is probably my least favorite character on the show, but I don't know. I don't assume anyone there. Like, I think that I don't really have a favorite. Vinny's just kind of meh for me. Like, I don't know.
Have you ever met any of them?
I've met Kevin Connolly a couple times.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I got to tell you a great story.
We met E.
I wasn't there. Yeah. Tell him the story, Riff. Thomas Vanek. I wasn't even there, but this story is, are you late for the gym, by the way? Tell your trainer to hold on.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
So do you want to tell the story, Riff? Because I wasn't there, but
it wasn't much of a story.
It was a great story. So do you know Thomas Vanek at all?
I don't know him, but I've heard some good stories.
Unbelievable guy. Unbelievable guy. And he gets back to you in text message too, which I give him a lot of credit for. You guys were out somewhere in Long Island. I wasn't with the team anymore. And I guess Kevin Connolly was there. And Van.
Huge hockey fan.
Huge hockey fan. Yeah. I mean, he had, and I think Van kept calling him E.
Oh, so no.
I think, do you know where this is going?
And he basically said, listen, I don't like to be called E. And Vanner looks at him and says, yeah, okay, E. The guy just ended up turning around and walking out of the bar. Like, I mean, he just left.
Take a joke. Hey,
on the podcast that I've listened to, he actually talks about that. He just says how much he hates it, but if you're in that position and that's your biggest role, like, obviously that's what people are going to say. That's just how it is.
Yeah. I get criticized a lot too. Taylor. Awesome. Welcome aboard. I I'm going to say it from all of Buffalo and especially here on the Instigators, shocked when we heard that Buffalo was in the conversation on Friday. Shocked in a very pleasant way when we heard about the signing, and all we can hope for you is great things here and making sure this team moves forward. So welcome aboard. And I know everyone here in Buffalo is thrilled to have you. So great stuff. Thanks for coming on and joining us today.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. You got it. Taylor Hall, newest Buffalo Sabre, and he's off to the gym. I forgot it's their summertime. Right? Like, it's the NHL's off season. So
yesterday was Canadian Thanksgiving. So he probably has to work out the extra stuffing and turkey they had last night.
Listen, when you're 6%, he's not having gravy. He's not eating the stuffing.
He he's 7%. He is having gravy. He's absolutely having gravy.
He probably stopped by McDonald's on the way to the gym this morning.
Basically. No, Marty. No. What? Listen.
Last time I was 7%, I was 5.
Here's the question I will ask players when they return to hockey. And you, how much did they enjoy their fall? I mean, it wasn't until I retired that I realized that the fall was my favorite time of year because I spent it inside at school, hockey rinks, traveling or whatever, that you never got to enjoy this time of year. This is my favorite time of year. And I've only really been able to enjoy it up until I was 15. And then when I retired at 31. So, I mean, like, I couldn't imagine how weird it must feel. Like, Marty, I don't know if you ever held out or whatever, or Riv, I know you did.
I did. The 1 year I held out, but the first time I realized how great fall was 04-05, the lockout, and then the 12-13 lockout as well, because I got to drive my kids to school every day until we started in January. And I was like, this is great. Like, fall is awesome.
Yeah.
Now, it is obviously different now because of the pandemic, but it's still a great time to enjoy spending time with your family and friends, watching football. I mean, things that players don't usually get to do in October and November.
Well, I love it, and I just wonder if all these guys are, because I think Ryan Callahan tweeted something last week talking about enjoying fall, and he was on a walk with his kids or something. I was thinking, like, it must be weird for guys that played so long to have it's like his first fall without knowing that hockey's going to be played, right? Like you mentioned, those lockout years. We got to go to break. Taylor Hall is fantastic. He was all around the media world yesterday. You know, he did a Zoom call, did something with Duffer I watched, and he's
his
just
message
such a
to the
pro.
Fans about how he said go Bills and he was thinking about breaking through a table. That was fantastic.
I forgot about that. He's all class, man. He's a real pro. And you know, there's been some change here. We'll talk about it all. Instigators, our first real raw reaction to it since it happened, because we were off yesterday, and this is our first segment coming up. So stick around. WGR 550.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hey, fantastic interview with Taylor Hall. That's my thought anyway. Maybe I'm a little biased. But Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550, Marty, Craig, and Andrew. We were not on yesterday, the day after the big news. And I was really looking forward to coming on today and talking with Taylor Hall. And also really looking forward to getting your guys' reaction more. And by the way, we're going to take calls at 11. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. There's a guy out there that pushed his meeting from 10 to 11 so we could hear Taylor Hall. So, and I'm sure don't tell his boss. So if there's anyone out there listening and your meeting got pushed from 10 to 11, there's a chance it's you. Ah, well, man. You know what? Thanks for the loyalty to the show. Guys, it's 52 degrees. Riv, what do you think? What'd you think? I mean, Sunday night. Well, Friday, it started with Dregs. Friday, 10:30 came on, normally 11:30, Darren Dreger. And he kind of dropped that on us, and I didn't know what to think. And then Sunday night, you hear Elliot, and then you read Dregs, and then you hear Elliot, and then you read Dregs, two of our guests, by the way. And yep. And I couldn't believe it.
And shocking.
Yeah.
The only way to say this, it's completely and utterly shocking.
Did you believe it, Rivs, Friday when Dreg said Sabres are going to be one of 10 teams that will present to Taylor Hall? Did you believe it?
No whatsoever. Great that Kevin, what I thought was great that Kevin Adams is going to make a phone call and say, "Hi, Taylor, this is Kevin Adams." And then the line goes dead. That's what I thought the call was going to be. To sit there the next day and hear that Taylor Hall is a Hart Trophy winner. Taylor Hall has been a point producing freak in this game for a long time. His game translates in a huge way because he's a speedster, and he just, I mean, when my phone started blowing up and I had people text me and say, I think this was before it was confirmed, I think that Taylor Hall is signing with Buffalo. And I didn't even respond to the people that text me because I was like, you're crazy. I don't want to waste my time. And then all of a sudden it came out. It was confirmed. I was like, what just happened?
Okay, so did you pull out the whiteboards, Riv, and start writing down lines? Because that is, for me, like, we just asked Taylor Hall about the power play and about the lines. Fans have been putting their lines online, on Twitter, have been sending their lines in. So this is where it all comes down to right now. Like, Taylor Hall, Eric Staal, Cody Eakin, I mean, what are the lines? And I know Friday, Rivs, you had Taylor Hall penciled in to the top line before he was even signed. So, you know, you were dreaming about it. You didn't believe it. You were dreaming about it. So what are your lines now, and what does that look like for the Sabres?
Well, maybe we can go through this and think to ourselves, maybe we can agree and disagree on a few things. Number one, I think that we all can understand and we can all agree that we understand where our top four centers are. We understand that Jack's number one, Staal's number two, Cody Eakin, who we don't talk about very much, but I'm going to tell you right now, he's a pretty darn good third line center.
A great addition.
And Curtis Lazar. I mean, that is where Buffalo Sabres have struggled for many years trying to solidify that center position. We now have four centers that are bona fide in perfect positions.
I would like to publicly apologize to Cody Eakin right now that we have not even mentioned his name yet, because when I heard that signing, I was thrilled. I was thrilled. And I don't know. I did not read reaction. I honestly was not available to my phone much this weekend until Taylor Hall news came out. But I mean, when I heard about Cody Eakin, I was like, man, that's a guy we need. Absolutely a guy we need. 100%.
So you think of Cody Eakin, what do you think about? And I know we got to talk Taylor Hall, but let's just take 30 seconds here.
I think unbelievable. I think he had a redheaded mullet in the playoffs with a mustache or something.
That was
He's
fantastic.
A character guy. He's rugged. He's skilled. He's
the
rugged.
Guy that got,
he's the guy skilled. That was he's rugged.
He took the face-off against Joe Pavelski and Vegas San Jose a couple of years back when Cody Eakin was given the five-minute major, and then San Jose came back to score like, what was it, three goals on the five-on-four, five-minute, and then it went to OT. Now,
probably a moment he's trying to forget, but I'm glad you brought it up.
Because he's responsible. He's the guy that takes the important face-offs that you're going to throw out there in the defensive situation. So Cody Eakin gives you that stability, the guy that you say, hey, go take that draw.
He's a game closer.
He's a game closer.
He's a very important player on a roster. And now this one. I mean, you add that guy behind Eichel and Staal, and now you have this guy. You know, that definitely means if Cousins is here, he's going to play the wing. But, I mean, talk about three guys he can learn from.
Absolutely.
You know?
Three guys he can learn
Riv,
from.
Riv, what are you – you're writing down some notes over there. So let me ask you this, guys. Here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. We'll allow Riv time because I'll bring up another topic that I think – because the first question that comes to my mind after you celebrate – the signing, I say celebrate, but I mean, that's a celebratory signing right there. I'm sorry.
Yep.
And is what's next? And, you know, and you asked a question earlier, Craig, and it, you know, what happens with Victor Olofsson? Does he move to the right side? Is he a right winger? Do we know that? What does that do? I mean, does it make an Olofsson or a Reinhardt available for trade to continue to no, listen, you bring
it. You're the host of this show. Be responsible.
I don't understand why you're shooting that down, Marty. Like, please explain to me why you think
it's a merited question.
About.
Yeah.
I don't want to trade.
Have you
Victor
seen
Olofsson.
Many players?
I could... definitely do not
say
want
that again.
To trade Victor Olofsson. I don't want to trade Victor Olofsson.
Who said we're trading Victor Olofsson?
No, but PD says, does that make him available on the market? I don't want to trade Victor. I want his 35 goals next year.
I said Olofsson and or Reinhardt.
Yeah, and I think, Sam, it's all going to depend on he goes to arbitration. What kind of contract can you get with Sam Reinhardt? How does that fit for the future with the Sabres? And the right side is, I'm not going to say the right side of the ice is weaker for the Sabres right now, but you have Taylor Hall as a left winger, you have Jeff Skinner as a left winger, you have Victor Olofsson as a left winger, Toby Reeder as a left winger. You've got a lot of left wingers on this roster right now. Some of them, maybe Victor Olofsson, will have to play the right, but your only guaranteed player on the right side right now is Sam Reinhardt. He's the only true right winger that has the experience and can give you those big minutes. So that's where I want to be cautious as to, oh, well, maybe we make Sam Reinhardt available on the market. He's the only right winger right now. So I'm want to be careful with that.
Anthony, care to comment?
When Petey brings up a question, with the addition of a Hull, does this open up an opportunity to possibly move Sam? Well, I don't think this team is done making moves. That's just my opinion. I believe that there's going to be a defenseman. I think there's going to be a defenseman that's going to be moved that has a big contract. I think that Sam Reinhardt, if you're bringing in something that is not Sam Reinhardt, but the same caliber as Sam Reinhardt, that could be an option. And I'm going to throw something out there and speak out loud. What is one team in the league that desperately needs D?
right now? Well, Winnipeg?
Winnipeg Jets. Winnipeg? Well, with them having, Shifley and Connor and everybody else, the question is, what is available in possibly a move or a trade? Could you pull, Nikolai Ehlers from Winnipeg?
I think it would be very hard now because they acquired Paul Stastny to play with Ehlers and to play with Laine. So I think that where there was conversation of either one of those guys being available, I think that door is a little bit more shut now. It's always a possibility, but I agree with you, Rivs. Priority number one was to fill the holes at forward. There's Taylor Hall, Eric Staal, Cody Eakin. You're filling up holes. Dylan Cousins on the roster will fill a hole. So you've done that. Priority number two is figure out your defense. I don't like that there's four right-hand defensemen and two lefty. I would love to be 3-3 so that it puts everybody on their right side. Rivs, you talked about playing your offside. It's not the same. It's complicated. So I think they have to focus on D. And there's a possibility there.
Mike, I guess what I'm trying to get at is when you look at certain teams, so Winnipeg, with the moves that they've made, okay, they are right against the cap. Mm-hmm. They have not addressed their defense yet, okay? They have Blake Wheeler, Kyle Connor, Patrick Laine, Paul Stastny, Mark Scheifele. They have guys that are very, very good forwards. In order to get a top-end defenseman, they're gonna have to trade one of their top guys. And I'm just, when Petey brings up, is he available? Meaning, is Sam Reinhardt available? That's going to be a question that the Sabres have to weigh back and forth. You know, he's got arbitration rights. Do they see Sam as a long-term solution, or can there be moves made that I don't believe that we're done making moves on defense, because I think there's a logjam right now, because I do believe that there's a player like Will Borgen that's in the minors right now, who I believe that he needs a shot, and he's only making $800,000, which bodes well to bring up a guy that has marinated in the minors, that's big, that skates exceptionally well, that's a great defender. I think Will Borgen is a player that needs an opportunity, and he's making $800,000.
I need to mention Rivs' dry erase board at 11, phone calls at 11, and the number's 803-0550 or toll-free 888-550-2550. If you can't call because you are at work, Twitter's available at the Instigators. We'll get your questions up there if they're good.
I have a comment. More. Somebody just texted me, Petey, and we always have to bring
the
up
the guy who didn't like my underwear question. I mean, chill out, man. It was toward the end of the interview.
No. I'm just saying, like, the guy that is running Craig Rivet's fantasy football team, also known as Bone, Paul Hamilton, said, you know what, they signed Matt Irvin, and he's a left-hand defenseman. So, you know, I don't think he's in the top six right now. But if you open up a spot, I think he can fit in the top six. And then you would have three lefty and three righty as defensemen. If, you know, you look at your four right-hand defensemen, Risto, Miller, Montour, who's your other right D there? But anyway.
Jokiharju.
You're not trading Jokiharju. So it would be one of the, you know, the other one, Risto, Miller, Montour. Those would be your right-hand defenseman that may be on the way.
All right.
If you're looking at possibilities.
Well, we'll talk more about this and the other guys that signed. Don't forget, 11 o'clock. We'll take your calls. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. You know Marty's Twitter, but I'll tell you again, at MartyBiron43, at Craig Rivet 52. The show is at the Instigators. Don't tweet me. I got enough going on. I'm trying to host this show. We'll be right back. WGR Sports Radio 550, Marty, Craig, Andrew, the Instigators.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Coming up at 11, we will have the new dry erase board lineup with a guy by the name of Taylor Hall on it. Craig's ready to rock and roll. He thinks he's got his lineup ready. We're not going to get into that right now because we don't have enough time. We'll take your calls. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Hour number two, this was not supposed to rhyme. It's going to sound cheesy. I'm leading with that. Hour number two is for you, fans. A lineup with Taylor Hall and your calls on free agency over the weekend and what Kevin Adams and the Buffalo Sabres have done to change this team, including Eric Staal, Cody Eakin, Matt Irwin. I'm forgetting Tobias. Man. A lot of moves. Speaking of moves, Petrangelo, 7-year deal with Vegas. Robin Leonard going under the knife for surgery, going to clean up the shoulder. Marc-Andre Fleury off the trade market. Canucks acquire Nate Schmidt from the Golden Knights for a 2022 third-round pick. Montreal signs Tyler Toffoli, 4-year deal. And the Avalanche acquire defenseman Devin Taves in a trade with the Isles. And also over the weekend, Nikita Zadorov going to Chicago. Gentlemen.
The biggest news out of that trade is our buddy Dennis Gilbert going to Colorado.
There's
a local boy here from Buffalo who's had some early success a little bit, building his career. A Notre Dame guy, played with the Blackhawks. He's heading over to Colorado. I mean, what a situation to find yourself in going to Colorado for Dennis Gilbert.
I will never forgive Chicago for that. They snagged him up one pick before the Sabres did. Sabres were picking next, and I'm pretty sure they probably would have drafted him.
And who'd they pick?
I do know the answer to this, but I don't know the answer to this. You know what I mean when I say that?
No.
Okay. It means
either
I forget.
You or you don't.
I don't know who it was.
All right.
What do you think of Petrangelo going to Vegas? I mean, there's something I didn't see.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Very expensive. Yes. And then they had to get rid of Nate Schmidt.
Schmitty.
And send him to Vancouver. Like, I mean, that is a big deal for them. Very expensive.
See ya. I'd take him in a heartbeat. You kidding me? They're loaded. William Karlsson, Riley Smith, Jonathan Marchessault, Max Pacioretty, Mark Stone, Alex Tuch. Like, are you kidding me?
Who would you take, Petrangelo or Nate Schmidt?
Are you serious? You're not even close.
Nate Schmidt, right?
I'm not even going to answer that, Marty.
Okay, well, there's a this or that for you.
No. Don't tell me right now, here on the air, that you're going to tell me right now that you're taking Nate Schmidt over Petrangelo.
The guy's costing them $8.8 million. I am taking Nate Schmidt over Petrangelo at $8.8. Absolutely.
Oh, my Lord. Let me tell you something, man. Just let me tell you something. I would wish for you to be a GM in this league when I'm a GM in this league, because I'm going to roast you. Like, Nate Schmidt is a solid defenseman.
Petrangelo is a top five defenseman in the National Hockey League.
You have cap issues in Vegas. You're going to take in that contract for 7 years. And now you got to trade Paul Stastny. You got to trade.
Don't have a cap issue anymore, Marty. They have an issue with their goaltending that they're going to solidify that when time comes. But they got rid of Paul Stastny.
Yeah.
Okay? He makes $6.5 million. Guess who they're putting in his position moving forward? Cody Glass. Cody Glass was the sixth overall pick in the draft 2 years ago. This kid is now ready for NHL prime time. Then they moved out a Nate Schmidt, who makes 5.9, and brought in a Petrangelo, who's 10 times better, for 8.8.
I don't know that I would say 10 times better. And Nate Schmidt was their future captain. The guy is a stud on the back end. I like him a lot.
Where are you getting your information from?
I'm getting my information straight from the sources. He was a stud.
You get off Twitter, buddy.
Oh, please give me a break there. I don't think Vegas got better. I think Vegas took a step backwards. I really do. They're in cap hell. They're still 200,000.
They made one move on the forward line and traded a guy who's 34 years old, who's making $6.5 million, and brought in a kid who's making $900,000, and he's a sixth overall pick who's played 2 years in the minors, honing his skills. Who's now 21? Where did they go wrong there? You look at their back end. They move out Nate Schmidt and they bring in Petrangelo, who's literally on another level. Where did this team get worse?
They're still above the cap. They still have to make a transaction. They still have
got 12 schmilly in goaltenders. If you don't think that they're going to make a move some point, what do you mean they're not?
They just said they're not. They're going with Leonard and Fleury.
Season starting tomorrow, Marty?
Well, no, but Leonard just had shoulder surgery.
How many months until the season starts, Marty?
Just saying.
You're just saying that
nobody's taking Fleury.
GM is going to come out and say, no, I'm going to trade Marc-Andre Fleury. I'm going to get rid of Marc-Andre Fleury. Anything that I can get for him, just throw your – no, he's going to tell them, league, that we have the money to keep them.
Riv, they tried to give away Fleury. They were giving away a second-round pick with Fleury for something.
Well, what happens when – one of these guys go to training camp, or maybe a month before camp, guys start to go back to their cities. They start practicing, and a guy from a certain city ends up pulling a groin. Oh, that's not good. What happens with a guy who blows out a knee because he gets twisted up because a guy fell on him and he blows out a knee? Oh, that's not good either.
Yeah, so, but that's Mark not Andre easy to Fleury, take 7 million.
I know, but they're going to have to take – probably half the salary.
And Vegas can't do that. They're already over.
We are over. We are over time. But that was just, it doesn't matter what it is. You guys could be arguing female bacon versus regular bacon. I'll listen to that all day. it really is entertaining to hear you two guys go at it. I just sit back and relax. I do have an opinion I want to chime in on this, but I'm not going to bother. We'll be right back. Dry erase board, new lineup, including Taylor Hall. Let's see what Gregory has in store for us. And your calls, your reactions, your thoughts, your views on the new, and I say new, and I say improved, Buffalo Sabres. Instigators when we come back, WGR 550.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.